2ST, good times and great music. Pete Bramman here this afternoon. Time to get healthy now with our naturopath from beamingwithhealth.com.au. We've got Mim Beam on the line. How are you, Mim?
Very well, Pete. Thank you.
Good to catch up with you again. Our topic today is some sort of muscle pain that affects women called fibromyalgia. What can you tell us about it? This sounds pretty pretty intense.
It is intense, Pete. It's a condition a little like chronic fatigue syndrome, and which was, I guess, it's still around, although it was more, talked about more about a decade ago. But fibromyalgia presents, the myalgia means muscle pain. And it does affect more women than men by a ratio of about 9 to 1.
Wow.
And how you diagnose it is actually eliminating all other conditions. So there's no real test that says, yes, you've definitely, there's no, you know, blood marker or anything like that.
Yeah.
But it, the patients that I see, it affects them very differently as well. The main symptom is muscle pain. And it can be so intense that these people can't put out the washing or sometimes can't even get out of bed.
Is there any certain part of the body member it affects? Like you're talking about shoulders, just overall everywhere?
Definitely shoulders, but
yeah.
What it seems to be is bilateral, so it will affect both sides of the body.
Mm.
And how you actually do diagnose it is that there are between 11 to 18 tender points when you press on the body, and also the pain needs to be present for at least 3 months. So mm. Other symptoms is that it affects the sleep. So even though these people may get to, they may be very tired and go to sleep, they don't feel rested when they wake up. It can also affect the bowel, so there's symptoms like irritable bowel syndrome and headache. And what I find most common is that they have a very foggy mind, that this affects their memory and thinking and also mood, so often they'll feel very depressed. So you can see why it's hard to diagnose it, because it could present like depression.
Yeah.
But it affects so many things. And again, so it's difficult to diagnose, and also I find quite difficult to treat, and it's very specific to each person. So the one mineral that I find helpful for everyone is magnesium.
Okay.
And magnesium is such a wonderful mineral to relax muscles and to help muscle spasm. So I find that that's a must. And then we kind of work or find out what works and keep them on that. The other thing, interestingly, is that exercise helps. Even though initially it's painful, if they exercise a little bit every day, that seems to make a difference. And the other thing is massage. So actually these physical therapies can help. Even though they hurt, they will reduce the intensity of the pain for the next 48 hours.
I mean, so one of those things, excuse my ignorance, though, like a flu maybe, where the symptoms will disappear after a period of time, or these can hang around for a long time?
It's both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's what's so frustrating. It can affect people for years, or else it will just pass. And I don't know whether it starts as a virus. My suspicion is that that could be the case. The susceptible people, that the condition will progress. But it needs to be treated quite seriously. So also herbs like St. John's wort is a lovely one, because that helps with nerves as well as for mood, and it's a slight muscle relaxant. Valerian, I've talked about that before, that's great for sleep, and also it's a muscle relaxant. So those two herbs can be helpful, and it's a, unfortunately, a bit of a suck it and see. So definitely massage, definitely some exercise, and definitely magnesium, and then the other therapies as they seem to work. So, unfortunately, it's a frustrating condition, but it's very serious and affects people's lives greatly.
Okay. People want some more information. You got some information on your website?
I do, Pete.
What's the website again there, Mim?
It's www.beamingwithhealth.com.au.
Oh, that's great. Okay, Mim, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week, eh?
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Pete.